106.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on this weekend? If it's your house, you're in exactly the right place. It could be your condo, your co-op, or your yurt, too. Those all count. But if you're doing a project around the place you call home and you need some help getting it done, that's what we do on the Money Pit. We give you expert tips and advice to help you tackle those to-dos with confidence. If you've got a to-do in mind, we'd love to help. You can get in touch with us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. Hey, coming up on today's show, July and August are really tough months to keep your lawn looking green. So we thought it's a good time to share some tips to help you keep that lawn healthy during the droughts or the water restrictions if you're facing those in your neck of the woods.
And also ahead, drain clogs can be a real hassle, usually because they happen at the least convenient moment, but they don't have to be complicated to free up. We're going to share some quick solutions to get things flowing.
And if you love to grow herbs in your garden for cooking, it turns out that many of the most popular herbs can also be used as herbal medicines. We're going to share a few of the most popular recipes.
But most importantly, we're here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house and to give you some free tools to help. We've got up for grabs this hour a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener, and it's a great prize worth $55.
So give us a call right now. We want to hear your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get going. Leslie, who's first?
Heading to Ohio, we've got Jeff on the line. Jeff, what's going on with your tub?
It's been draining slower and slower. I've tried snaking it, and that hadn't helped any. Is there some sort of solvent that I can put down there to dissolve whatever is causing the clog?
This is a really common problem, usually because in our tub drains, we usually get a lot of hair. It gets stuck in there.
It's not just the ladies' hair.
No, it's not. It's not. I'm not blaming the ladies. I didn't say it. I wasn't going there. So
I knew what you were going to.
Well, you know, I will say that, you know, with having two beautiful ladies in the house, I do notice a little bit more after they take their showers than other times. But, you know, listen, if I had more hair, I'd probably leave more in the drains, or maybe that's where my hair went. Who knows? But you know what, Leslie, it's not that uncommon a situation when you get hair in those drains. And there's a couple of things that you can do, Jeff. So first of all, what you could do is get a snake, which is a type of drain cleaner that's designed for tub drains. And here's what this kind of snake looks like. You imagine a comb, like a long comb with the tines on both sides of it. That's what it looks like. It's about an inch and a half wide, and it has these little tines on both sides, little fingers that stick out, and it's designed to pull hair out of drains just like that. It's just long enough to go down the drain, get in the trap, and then you pull it back up. I've used these things for years and pulled gobs and gobs of hair out of drains with them and saved myself a lot of money on plumbers I didn't have to hire. The other trick of the trade is if you happen to own a wet-dry vacuum, a shop vac that can handle, like, you know, pretty big suction and handle water as well as debris, a little trick of the trade is you can carry it upstairs, turn it on, and then take that shop vac and suck the hair up and the water up out of the drain. I've used that successfully many times to loosen things up and pull it up, and then sometimes between that and my little snake trick, I clean them every single time. Yeah, you talk about putting something down the drain. That would be a chemical drain cleaner. You got to be really careful with that stuff. You splash it on you, it's going to burn. It could get in your eyes. It can rot out your pipe. So I would try these sort of mechanical ways first, and I think that's going to solve it for you.
Dixie in Illinois has a question regarding a crack in the basement and the possibility of it caving in. Dixie, are you calling us from like a pile of rubble, or are you just concerned?
I'm actually concerned because it started out with just hairline cracks, you know, following along the concrete blocks, and there's cracks in each corner of the foundation above ground, as well as these cracks in the walls below in the basement. But the cracks are getting bigger and bigger. I mean, there's some of them that are gaping, you know, like I want to even say an inch and a half, 2 inches.
You have an inch and a half crack? You mean width? It's open an inch and a half?
Well, they are. Well, you can't see through the crack, but the walls are bending in. We've even put like reinforcement.
All right. So horizontally, like the cracks are horizontal and they're bending in, Dixie?
Most of the ones that are bending in are horizontal. Yes, but the cracks do go up and down as well.
All right, so you need to immediately contact a structural engineer and have the foundation inspected. This sounds serious. I can tell you that typically horizontal cracks are caused by frost heave, where the drainage conditions are poor at the outside of the house. Water collects there, soil freezes and pushes in. But you have that many cracks, and those cracks are that significant. You need not a contractor. I want you to find a structural engineer. You're just hiring this guy to inspect the home and prepare a report discussing the condition of the foundation. And if repairs are needed, the engineer should specify those repairs. Then you can bring a contractor in to follow the engineer's specification and make the repairs. And then finally, make sure you bring the structural engineer back to inspect and certify that they were done correctly. Because at this point, unless you follow those steps just like that, you're going to have a serious deficit to the home value. So that's why if you have it inspected by a structural engineer, repaired by a contractor per the engineer's specs, and certified by the engineer as okay, you have kind of a pedigree for that repair you can pass on to future home buyers. Okay, does that make sense?
Okay. But how do you find a structural engineer?
So there'll be local engineering companies. You could also check the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, ASHI, ASHI.org. Now, those guys will not necessarily be a structural engineer, but there may be an engineer among them that's also a home inspector. All right, thank you very much, Dixie. I hope that helps you out.
You are tuned to the Money Pit with summer half over. What are you guys working on? What are your plans? There is still time to get those projects done. So reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with the projects, big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home improvement project.
And just ahead, if heat and humidity are slowing you down this time of year, imagine how your lawn feels. July and August are really tough months to keep your lawn looking green, but we've got some tips to help you keep that lawn healthy during the droughts or the water restrictions when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bags sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TunnelTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TunnelTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TunnelTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TunnelTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you love the show, share it with a friend on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, guys, if you love tools like we do, you'll be very happy about today's giveaway. We've got the pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener to give away, plus a supply of nails to get you started. It's a great tool for most small trim and interior molding projects. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Its reloading is really super simple, and it's got non-marring rubber tips, so it protects the project surface, and most importantly, a contact safety to prevent misfires. It's worth $55. It's available at Walmart, Amazon, or Ace Hardware, but if you pick up the phone and call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or you post them to moneypit.com, we will toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and perhaps send you that Arrow pneumatic nailer at the end of today's program. So give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 666-3974.
All right, now we're staying local for me. We've got Max in New York who just bought a really old home and he's trying to make it more energy efficient. What's going on, Max?
My wife and I just bought a home that's 150 years old, and they had plaster and four different walls on it, and the exterior wall has, like, wooden boards that have enclosed low-end insulation, and I'm trying to figure out whether to open those boards up, take all that insulation out, and just put spray foam insulation in there, or should I just spray foam over the boards that are holding the insulation in the exterior walls.
Wow, 150 years old, Max. We definitely feel your pain because both Les and I own old homes. Mine's only 130 years old. I thought mine was old. Listen, if you've got already have blown-in insulation and you want to open those walls up because maybe you're doing other work, maybe you're replacing your old plaster, if you're going to have the walls open, I would definitely recommend spray foam insulation. It is far more efficient and effective than blown in because it not only insulates, it seals. And I used it in my attic, and it made a huge difference. In fact, I just opened up, you know, the energy company for us, which is PSE&G. They send you these updates once a month. And every time I look at mine, I have like average house in terms of energy efficiency and then my house. And my house is like half the average house now. And that's all because of the spray foam insulation. So I think whenever you have the opportunity to use spray foam, you definitely should do just that. In an old house, it's just chock full of gaps and holes and drafts. It can really drive your heating and your cooling bills up. It really provides a great solution to stop that from happening.
Pam in Maryland, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Off of my master bedroom, it has a small deck out there. Apparently the seal has broken. It's two pieces of glass that had some sort of, I don't know, some sort of thing inside of it. And it's now looking really milky. I'm wondering if I can replace it by getting another glass door, or can I replace the glass alone?
Okay, so what's happening is you have insulated glass, and that seal between the panes of glass is called swiggle. And when the swiggle fails, then moisture gets in there between the panes of glass, and then you get condensation, which is that white, milky, yucky appearance of the glass. Now, it impacts the energy efficiency, you know, in some way. But other than that, it's pretty much just cosmetic. And I say that because it's not an easy fix. You have to replace the sliding glass door or replace the glass, and it's probably less expensive to simply replace the door itself. You get a good quality Pella or Anderson sliding glass door there, and you're not going to have to worry about glass that fails for a very, very, very long time. And I think that that is probably the best way to attack that problem. Either live with it and accept the fact that it's going to be yucky looking, or replace it with a new good quality slider.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project, Pam. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you think watering your lawn is wasteful, you are probably right, because when, where, and how much water you use on your lawn can mean the difference between a lush lawn or an empty wallet. And it's very important to get the watering just right, especially this time of year.
Yeah, so to cut costs without giving up the green lawns that we love, you want to water your lawn early in the day, and that's going to prevent evaporation. If you water at night and then leave the lawn wet, your grass could develop a fungal disease. Also, make sure that you adjust your sprinklers to avoid wasting water by having it directed away from your driveway and your sidewalks.
Because the only thing that grows when you water your driveway or sidewalks is your water bill, right?
Very true. And quickly.
And speaking of timing, timers are also important to use on your sprinkler system. Now, if you don't have a built-in sprinkler system, you can use a timer that will hook onto the end of your hose bib, and then your hose hooks up to that. And that'll tell you exactly how much water you are releasing. A good rule of thumb, though, is to make sure your lawn receives about 1 inch of water a week. So when you check the weather report, it usually tells you how many inches of water you had in a week. You can use that to judge how much additional water your lawn is going to need to stay healthy and green through these dog days of summer.
Joe in California is on the line with a leaky chimney. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's an old one from the 60s, I believe, but it was beautifully built. It's like 15 foot wide and two stories up, and you know, I'm on the second story, but it's the water's going through the mortar coming in, and it's terrible. It's like a waterfall in the wintertime.
So you say the water's coming through the mortar. Do you know for a fact that it's coming through in a particular place? Because generally when chimneys leak, there's two areas that we concentrate on. The first is the very top of the chimney, and if it's a masonry chimney, you probably have a clay flue liner. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All right, and then so the space between the clay flue liner and the outside edge of the brick chimney, that has to have a concrete cap on it, and that should be sloped away from the flue liner to the outside edge. It can't have any cracks or holes or gaps in it, and very often you have to caulk it if that does develop around the flue liner as well as through the cracks. The second place that chimneys typically leak is at their intersection with roofs. And unfortunately, roofers have almost universally lost the skill set that would have enabled them to be able to flash this joint properly between the chimney and the roof. Because the proper way to do this is with a two-piece flashing system, where you have a base flashing that goes underneath the roof shingle and up against the side of the chimney. And then counter flashing, which is carved into the mortar joint, folds over the outside edge of the chimney and also over the base flashing. And the reason that sort of two-piece design is important is because chimneys are always moving and roofs are always moving, and they don't move together. And so this is sort of a slip joint, so to speak, where they can actually move and shift with the wind and heat and the rain and the expansion and contraction without actually breaking down. So I would look at those two areas, and then I'll just give you one other tip. If you have a roof where there's a lot of water running down before it hits the base of the chimney, in a situation like that, what you want to do is put a diverter on the roof midway to kind of short-circuit some of the water that's running down towards the chimney and run it around the chimney, and that will just simply reduce the volume of water that's getting in there and potentially leaking through into your house.
This has got a flat metal top over the top of the chimney, you know, that mostly keep the rain from coming down the chimney, but I haven't really looked at the flue liner up there. That's a good point.
Yeah, take a careful look, Joe, okay?
Okay, all righty. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Now we've got Kathleen in Illinois on the line, and she's got a question about a vaulted ceiling. What can we do for you?
I'm calling about a renovation project that we are trying to do on a three-season sun porch, and it's like a 12 by 27 room. We did tackle doing window replacement by ourselves, and we managed to do that. They're vinyl clad windows, the tilt-in kind and everything. But the ceiling right now is like 12-inch tiles that are like, they seem to be glued up to the ceiling. They're not on a grid system, you know, they're just up there. And we want to put faux tin ceilings. And we're wondering if that's a project that we could tackle, or is that something best left to professionals, or, you know, we're looking for your advice. We had some damage from rain on the roof, and we've had the roof replaced, but I even, like, painted over where the water stains were with that Zinsser stain stop, and you can still see the, you know, it did not cover it. So we need to change the ceiling.
Hey, you know, they make these tiles that are a drop ceiling type of a tile that looks just like tin. Have you seen those, Kathleen?
Yes, we have, and we thought that those were very cool. And we didn't know, like, do you think just like, you know, liquid nails or something to put it up over these existing tiles?
What's underneath the tiles? Plywood sheathing?
I don't know. It feels really solid, you know, when you push it.
I would try to figure out what's underneath it. You could take some pieces of the old tiles apart, see how thick that is. I would prefer to have a mechanical attachment like a staple or something like that than just simply the glue. The glue's okay.
I mean, I would use liquid nails and something else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't think it would, like, you know, I don't want it to look uneven, you know, how they, you see sometimes those grid systems where the tiles kind of, you know, droop and swoop and look.
No, if it's done really well, it looks great. I mean, we've seen them at really high-end decor showrooms where you have some really upscale decorating done, and they look fantastic.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project, Kathleen, and thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
How are you guys keeping cool this summer and also getting all your home improvement projects done? Well, hopefully they involve air conditioning. Give us a call because the Money Pit is presented by Angie. And Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, drain clogs, they can be a real hassle of home ownership, but they don't have to be complicated to free up. We're going to share how next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Shasta County Citizen Journalist is hosting a community town hall Saturday, July 31st at 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park, gazebo area. Freedom and liberty lovers are welcome for peaceful and thoughtful dialogue about concerns and solutions to our county's problems. We'll have guest speakers, food truck, kids games, face painting, balloons, ice cream truck, and more. This is a private event open to the public, so attendance is at the discretion of the hosts. July 31st, 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park. Tell your friends.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homes
pets. As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Piece of saddle material, which is sort of sloped down on both sides and then covered the seam. So it's like a two-part transition. But either way, that will definitely solve the problem here. It's just another detail of the flooring project that wasn't done the first time, but it's a really easy fix. So good luck with it.
Well, if your drains get clogged, fixing them can seem like an expensive hassle that often involves plumbers, but they don't have to be all that complicated to free up.
Yeah, so first, when a clog happens, most people will reach for a chemical cleaner to clear a drain. So will that work? Yeah, sometimes, but frankly not always. The chemicals also will sit in a pipe, and it can kind of help to rot it out. And those chemicals should never be used if you're on a septic system, because you're going to kind of mess with the septic system's ability to break down waste. And, of course, they're very dangerous if you splash them on your skin or in your eyes. So I have occasionally used chemicals. I will admit that there are some times when it made sense to me when I had a deep clog that I couldn't reach and I wanted something just to sit in there overnight, but I do it very carefully. But generally, you got to be real careful. I think people overuse them way too much.
Yeah, and you have to pick the right one for your system as well. Otherwise, it's not going to do anything. Now, plungers, they're another option, but surprisingly, a lot of people use them incorrectly. With the plunger, guys, the goal is to pull the clog up, not push it down. So you do this by pressing the plunger down tight against the bottom of the bowl and then yank up sharply to pull that clog free. By pulling the clog back into the bowl, you're actually avoiding pushing it further down the trap inside the toilet, which does get smaller as you go and tends to clog more easily.
Now, if you want to try to snake out the drain, you can use what's called a hand snake. They come in a wide variety of sizes. You feed them down. It's usually like a spring-like coil. You feed it down the drain directly into the trap, which is mostly where these clogs are going to sit most of the time. And then you twist it a few times. You pull it out, and usually that will free it up. I also want you guys to know that there's a snake design that is just for clogs, just for hair clogs in tubs and showers. I have used this for years. When we had tenants that had long hair, when my daughter was in college with three female roommates, the drains were always clogging up. I would always buy these snakes that like kind of look like a comb with sort of bristles on both sides of it. It's usually 12 or 15 inches long. And all you do is slip it down the drain, pull it right back up. It will go through the smallest obstructions and drains, and it pulls up all the hair in clots. And it's only about $5. So you can't go wrong. So look for that type of flexible snake design. And if these methods don't work, or you just don't know where the clog is, because sometimes it can get pushed way down the line, then you probably need to turn to a drain cleaning service. Among the tools of the trade that they carry are drain cameras, and they can pinpoint the exact spot where the drain is, and they can also tell you if maybe the problem is down the line like a broken waste pipe. Sometimes that happens, or roots from trees that come in. Sometimes that happens as well, and the drain cameras can spot that. But there are other things to try first that will save you some time, some money, and some aggravation and get things flowing, hopefully, quickly.
All right, now we've got calling in from Money Pit territory. We've got Diane from New Jersey who's got a question for heating up a home. Diane, how can we help you?
Yes, and thank you. I love your show, and I think I realize most people
when they call their house a money pit, even though that's a bad word.
Well, for us, Diane, it's a term of endearment. You know, we love our homes, even though they can be money pits. And we're here to kind of help take the pain away. So how can we help with your house? What's going on?
Well, my mom is 89 years old, and every year she's cold. And she doesn't want to put on the heater because it'll take too much money. So I got determined, and last winter I insulated. Oh, it's a split-level home, so I insulated the basement, and I painted the walls, the cement walls, and yet she's still cold. So I'm wondering, what is it?
Well, how much insulation do you have in the attic of Mom's house?
There is a plank where you walk. And on either side of the plank, it is insulated. It was done by a modular home company, so maybe it's not the best.
Because here's the thing: if you're going to pick one space in a house to insulate, you need to pick the attic.
Oh.
Because heat rises, and that's where you get most of your heat loss.
Okay.
So I would take a look at that attic. And in New Jersey, you need to have 15 to 20 inches easy of insulation, of fiberglass insulation. So most homes need additional insulation, and you can add that by adding unfaced fiberglass bats, not with the paper or the foil type of face, but just plain old raw fiberglass bats, and you lay them perpendicular to the insulation you have right now. And that's the single most effective way to reduce your heating costs and improve your comfort.
All right.
Okay. Good luck, Diane. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Summer is cooking away, you guys. And I say cooking because much of this country has been in a relentless heat wave this summer. So whatever you guys are doing to stay cool, perhaps that's a project indoors, or maybe you are doing a project in the pool. That's totally okay. Keep it up. We're here to help with all your home improvement and decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now's a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, if you love to grow herbs in your garden for cooking, it turns out that many of the most popular can also be used as herbal medicines. We'll share a few when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, repair, or decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
You can listen to the show whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. We share tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Subscribe now at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, do you guys like tools? We do. And if you do, you'll be happy that we've got a great one to give away today.
Yeah, we've got up for grabs a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener, plus a whole supply of nails to get you started. It really is a great tool for some small trim and interior molding projects, which are definitely a DIY project. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Reloading those nails is super simple. Plus, it features a non-marring rubber tip. So whatever you're working on, you're not going to mark it up as you're getting ready to fire that nail in. And it has the safety mechanism that's going to prevent misfire. So it's definitely a great tool to have. It's worth $55. You can find it at Walmart, Amazon, even Ace Hardware. But one of you lucky listeners out there is going to win one today.
Make that you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you guys like the garden, we do too. And we grow herbs in our garden as well as veggies. And I recently learned that there are a number of medicinal benefits associated with some of the herbs we grow. Now, that wasn't why we grew them, but for us, it was kind of like an added benefit. It was a really fun topic to learn about.
Yeah, you know, it really does make sense because natural plant products and home remedies have been used throughout history for a lot of purposes. Sage, for example, was used as a detoxifier and to clear negative energy, as well as a remedy for spasms, cuts, bruises, even abdominal cramping. Now, sage also makes a very refreshing tea, and it's another exceptional healing plant that's very easy to grow. Another, guys, is turmeric. Now, it's frequently included in curry dishes, but has many medical and health benefits, including treatments for pain that's caused by arthritis, and also stomach issues and headaches.
Now, here's an Italian favorite. We love to cook with garlic, and it's super easy to grow. But when it's chopped, smashed, or chewed, it actually releases sulfur compounds that can aid digestive problems, help you fight colds, reduce blood pressure, and improve cholesterol. However, there is one thing it won't improve. That's your breath.
That is true. Although, if you're around vampires, it's totally a go. Now, finally, there's lavender. Now, it's not just a beautiful purple plant. Lavender can actually help you fall asleep. It reduces stress and anxiety. It even improves blood circulation and can relieve pain. Now, while gardening itself has a lot of health benefits, it's nice to know that we have all these natural remedies growing right at home.
To help put together a detailed list of plants that provide these kinds of benefits, it's on MoneyPit.com. Just search for 11 easy-to-grow herbal medicines for garden-fresh healing, and you'll know what maybe you want to start planting in your garden.
Heading on over to Minnesota, where Mercedes is having some roofing issues. What's going on at your Money Pit?
Well, I had roofing put on a few years ago, and they nailed it in the valleys instead of on the ridges.
Oh, okay.
And then now that it has rained these, you know, quite a bit in between, then my paint in my kitchen ceiling is peeling off, and the sheetrock is wet because of the moisture coming in.
So basically it's leaking through the metal valleys?
Yes.
Because there's holes in those valleys, Mercedes?
Yes, in the valleys.
So obviously that wasn't done right, and so you have really two choices. You can either replace that valley flashing
And that's a project, you know, because the metal roof has to be loosened up to get the new valley underneath it. Or what you could do is silicone caulk those holes and hope for the best. You know, silicone, you'll probably get a good couple of years out of that, but you may have to do it again.
Well, now, I wonder, did you hear about this product that they put an undercoat on a metal roof to repair it, and then they put a second coat over the top of that?
No, and I don't know how you get an undercoat on a metal roof that's already down. So metal roofs have been around for over 100 years, and they're super durable roofs. But the problem is that a lot of times the contractors don't have the skill set to properly construct them and properly repair them. If they're installed properly, then they can last indefinitely and be leak-free. It sounds like there were some errors made in the installation of your roof, and so you have a kind of decide now whether you want to take this apart and fix those errors or just continue to explore opportunities for patching. If it was me, I would try to disassemble it and replace that flashing because it's going to be a sore spot moving forward, not only with water, but also you're going to have ice dams that'll form there in your, you know, part of the country. The water will get behind it, and that can also work its way into the roof. Okay, Mercedes, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today. Coming up, does your grill need a mid-season makeover? We're going to walk you through that project next.
You live in a body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie,
and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you with your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Margie in Maine dropped us an email, and she says that she wants a recommendation on air conditioning. Margie, I don't blame you. It is crazy hot this summer. Well, Margie writes, in our area, it's been a particularly hot summer, so we're looking at cooling options. Do you recommend central air conditioning, or could we get away with window units?
So, I mean, I think both Leslie and I have come from the window unit side of things because we own old houses that didn't have air conditioning, central air in them when we purchased the homes. And, you know, there's advantages to having window units because they're convenient, they're portable, they can be a little bit more expensive to run than a central air conditioning system, and you'll definitely find they're not as efficient. Central air conditioning system, great investment. It definitely would add value to your house, whereas a window unit would not, because it's a portable appliance. And then there's also a version of air conditioning called split ductless that both Leslie and I have in our homes for similar reasons. I have one room in the house that's on the southwest corner where my office is, and the central air conditioning system is kind of far away from it. So, you know, in July and August right now, it gets really hot in here, so we run a split ductless. And Leslie, you use yours in your basement, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I almost never even have it on cooling. I just use it to dehumidify, and it keeps the basement, like, super comfortable, really dry, not overly dry, but, like, appropriately with the right moisture level, and cool as a cucumber. It's fantastic.
So I guess, Margie, what I would say is if you're planning on selling your home and the value of your home is important to you, central air conditioning is going to give you the best ROI. But if you're just trying to slug it out when it gets really nasty and hot, then why not just buy a couple of extra portable air conditioning units, stick them in the windows, and you know, you won't spend that much money on it, but you'll get through that worst part of summer.
All right. Good luck, Margie. Stay cool. Now we've got one from Sarah, and Sarah says she loves to cook outside, but after a couple of months of heavy grilling, her gas grill needs an extreme makeover of its own. Do we have any tips for mid-season grill cleaning?
Didn't you just do this?
Oh, my gosh. I just did this, and I realized that I probably didn't clean it at the end of last season, nor really clean it at the beginning of this season. So, like, you know, just last week as I was cooking, I was like, wow, this looks really nasty. So the next day, I mean, I took the whole sort of inner workings apart. I took the grills off. I guess that's what you call them, the grill grates. And I soaked them in soapy water. I gave them a nice cleaning. Inside, I removed the lava rock, or maybe you have a ceramic or a briquette or something like that. And I cleaned those with a wire brush, and I sort of cleaned everything out inside the grill itself, like with the scraper and the cleaner, and I washed it all out, made sure nothing was leaking along the gas lines. And the grill looks fantastic. I mean, I was almost to the point where I was like, maybe I should just throw it out, get another one.
Yeah. And you know what? When you're all done, what you want to do is mix a 50-50 solution of liquid dishwashing soap and water to check for gas leaks. You just brush this on all the lines and all the connections. And if there's any gas leaking out, it'll bubble up and you'll see that and it'll be a lot safer. So good idea to do it. Plus, I think your food will taste a lot better. And now I know it's safe to go to dinner at your house again, too, Leslie.
Yeah, it's safe. Come over. Grill is clean. And Sarah, you'll just feel way better about cooking.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope we've given you some ideas, some tips to get the projects done that you want to tackle around your house. If you're thinking about a project for the future, you know, fall is a great home improvement season because it cools off and you get a lot of stuff done when it's really comfortable to work inside or out, and you don't know where to begin, I want to remind you that you can reach us 24-7 with that 888 Money Pit phone number or by posting your questions at MoneyPit.com. If we're not in the studio when your call or message comes through, we promise we will call you back the next time we are. But until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a Money Pit.
Thank you.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Depressed communities are getting a $3 billion offer from President Biden to revitalize their economies.
As part of this year's COVID-19 relief bill, the government is increasing the size of a program that offers economic development grants.
This initiative has the potential to create, we believe, 300,000 jobs in the near term.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says the grant money will be targeted at supporting local infrastructure, job training programs, and developing new industries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The largest wildfire in the nation, Oregon's Bootleg Fire, is less than half contained and still thousands of homes remain threatened. Meanwhile, crews from California and Utah are on their way to Montana to supplement firefighters there fighting the Devil's Creek blaze near the town of Jordan. That's where five firefighters were injured on Thursday. And a state of emergency exists in four northern California counties because of wildfire. Governor Gavin Newsom says they were causing conditions of extreme peril. Speaking of Newsom, California's recall ballot finally set.
However, the state Republican Party is still determining its best strategy for winning back the governor's office in one of the nation's most Democratic states. Ballots for the September 14th election that could remove Governor Gavin Newsom from office will start arriving in voters' mailboxes next month. There are 46 candidates on the ballot. The GOP party leaders will vote Saturday on whether to move forward with an endorsement process. John Scott reporting.
Several states have scaled back their reporting on the coronavirus this month, just as cases in the nation have tripled. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting now in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota was accompanied by less detail about the virus in Florida and Nebraska. And comedian Jackie Mason died Saturday. He was 93 years old. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Possible prison time for a former Air Force intelligence analyst.
Daniel Hale says his guilt over participating in lethal drone strikes in Afghanistan led him to leak government secrets about the drone program to a reporter. Hale is scheduled to be sentenced Tuesday in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, after pleading guilty to violating the Espionage Act. His attorneys are asking that he receive a 12 to 18-month sentence. Prosecutors seeking a sentence of more than 5 years. Jason Walker reporting.
Outbreaks of the Candida auris fungus were reported in a Washington, D.C. nursing home and at two Dallas area hospitals. A handful of the patients had the invasive fungal infections that were impervious to all three classes of medications. Health officials have sounded alarms for years about the superbug after seeing infections in which commonly used drugs had little effect. More at townhall.com. A grand jury indicted three California residents in connection with a scheme that was aimed at stealing nearly $1.5 million from taxpayers in a fraudulent unemployment benefits scheme.
Here's the biggest shocker. Two of the suspects were already behind bars, allegedly running the scam from jail. Daryl Richmond and Telvin Bro worked from their respective correctional facilities at Kern Valley State Prison and California Correctional Institute in coordination with L.A. resident Holly White to submit false unemployment claims under the names of other inmates. All three have been charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and aggravated identity theft. The Employment Development Department and U.S. lost more than $270,000 to the scheme. Patrick Foss reporting.
A Houston man facing charges. He stole an ambulance at gunpoint with a patient and a paramedic still in the back. Authorities used GPS to track down the vehicle, take the suspect into custody without incident. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Brian Clark is a teacher in Grants Pass School District in Oregon. Well, when fellow teachers reported his religious activity nowhere near the school, district officials placed restrictions on his off-hours evangelism and all church youth activities within district boundaries.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
How are you guys doing today? We hope that you are enjoying summer in your part of the country. We are here. You know, I still like doing outside projects when it's summer, Leslie, but I have to be a lot more strategic. I took some old shelving that was out of our basement because we're redoing it, and I brought it outside to clean it up. And I found that I had to sort of move my work location, so I was a little under the trees a little bit, picking up a little bit of shade, and maybe working a little bit later in the day, you know, after 4 o'clock, since we have a lot of daylight here to get it done. But it was sure pleasant to do that, even in these warm summer days. So sometimes you got to change your routine a little bit as you take on those projects. If you guys are thinking about taking on a project and you don't know where to begin, a good place to begin is right here. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's show, if you've been slogging through the heat in your part of the nation, buying a pool might seem like a pretty darn good idea right about now. But before you do, there are some definite pitfalls to avoid that can lead to a real financial soaking. So we're going to share those do's and don'ts just ahead.
And if you've ever picked up lumber for a project that included 2x anything, you know, like a 2x4, a 2x8, and so on, did you ever notice that that wood actually measures a lot less than what you're calling it? We're going to share what happens to all that missing wood that you thought you were paying for.
And buying homeowners insurance is an important way to protect yourself from financial disaster if your home suffers serious damage. But you might be surprised to learn the most common things that are not covered by that insurance. We're going to share what they are and how to make sure you are totally protected.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a pretty big project, we're going to help you save time, money, and hassles.
But we're also here to give you some free tools. We've got a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener to give away on today's show worth $55. So if you want to win it, you got to be in it by picking up the phone and calling us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or posting them to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Bill from Pensacola, Florida is on the line and has been wanting to take on an outdoor project. What are you working on, Bill?
Me and the wife are talking about doing a concrete patio or a wooden patio. What would you say was the least expensive way to go with it? We haven't hit the Florida lottery yet, but we're wanting to do something out in the backyard.
Well, Bill, that's a good question, and certainly a wooden deck or a patio will be, I think, similar in price, but more importantly, you have to ask yourself what's going to wear better. And given the fact that you're in Florida, I think you absolutely have to go with a patio because you're going to build that deck at grade, right on the lawn, essentially. And if you leave it up, maybe 6 inches or so, it's going to be a lot more work to take care of. It's going to be a lot more likely to get moss and algae on there. The boards can become cracked and checked. So I'm thinking that that's probably not the best solution for your part of the country. Leslie, what do you think about the paver idea, though? The Milano pavers that go on top of concrete. That's an option, too. It looks pretty good.
I mean, the pavers are lovely, and you can sort of interlock them together in a variety of shapes, patterns, and they're super simple to use if you've got that level sort of concrete patio to start with. And I think for your climate, I feel like the concrete's way more manageable than dealing with a wood deck.
Absolutely. So hopefully that gives you some good options, Bill. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Now we've got Lorraine from Vermont on the line who's got some ants invading her money pit. How can we help you today?
I have them out in my flower beds. I have them on my front and back lawn. There's a lot of sand here around my house.
Right.
And I am wondering what I could do to get rid of them.
Are they getting into the house as well?
No, they are not in the house.
All right. Well, that's good news. So, look. There are ways that you can work with this using sort of over-the-counter products, but I would recommend a different direction. The insecticides today have become so sophisticated and so accurate and so able to target specifically the insect that you're dealing with that it's really worthwhile having a professional apply these insecticides. One in particular that actually we just used at my mom's house. Well, not we. I mean, I hired somebody to do this. It's called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. And I'm very familiar with this insecticide because it's one that is a part of a class called an undetectable. So the way it works is, in the old days, we'd spray insecticides that would repel the ants or kill them on sight. And they would sort of know it was there, so it was detectable. Well, these new insecticides are undetectable. So as a result, the ants go through the insecticide, and then they get it on their bodies, and they bring it back to the nest, and then they share it with the other insects in the nest. So just getting some ants to go through it basically takes it back to the nest and wipes out the whole nest. So it's a very effective way to try to control the ant populations around your house. I don't know that I would go so far as to do it in my whole yard unless it was, you know, really bothering me. But generally, you do this right around the perimeter of your home to try to minimize them in that area and stop them from potentially going into the house. You haven't seen them yet, but if you've got that many, I can almost guarantee that they're in the house. All right, Lorraine, does that help you out?
That does. I actually tried. Someone had told me to use borax and sugar.
Yeah, that's, you know, one of the home remedies that I mentioned. And borax does work, but it's just not nearly as effective as a product like Termidor. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, do you need help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time for you to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com today.
And just ahead, are you ready to dive into buying a new pool to cool off in? Well, we're going to share the do's and don'ts to help make sure you don't drown in debt at the same time when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible, watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you love listening to podcasts, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. For helpful how-to tips in every episode, subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, if you guys love tools, you'll be very happy to know that today we've got a great tool to give away to one lucky listener. We've got a pneumatic brad nailer from our friends at Arrow Fastener, plus a supply of nails to get you started. It's a great tool for lots of trim and molding and small woodworking projects. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Reloading is super simple. It's available at Walmart, Amazon, or Ace Hardware for $55, but we've got one to give away on today's show. So if you want to be in it, you got to call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your questions or post them to moneypit.com.
Beverly in Ohio is on the line. How can we help you today?
I have a problem with my white vinyl fence, and I'm trying to see if you have any ideas as to what I can use to clean it. It's got black marks all over it from a youth that used to mow my grass, and I've had it power cleaned twice. I've tried Mr. Clean it. Now I'm at a loss as to what I can do because it's inexpensive.
Have you tried to use one of those green scotch pads on it? That has just a minor amount of abrasion. I'm trying to think what actually could be making these black marks. If it's something that's on top of the vinyl, then you should be able to remove it. The other thing is, if it happens to be something that is solvent-based, like tar or rubber or something of that nature, another thing that you could try to do is you could try to spray that with some WD-40. That has a pretty good ability of breaking down those types of substances just a little bit, perhaps on that green scrubby pad. Rub it over that surface and see if that lifts it off. I think the key is to try to figure out what that black mark is, and then what's going to take it off from there. But I would try it in those, in that order. See how you make out, Beverly.
Okay, yeah, some of it's from the road and some of it is from them taking their lawnmower and trying to mow the grass right up against it.
Well, I mean, that would throw dirt and stones of it against it, but that should be clean. I mean, as long as the as long as this vinyl fence is white all the way through, it's got to be something that's on top of it, and that's why I say you have to find the right cleaner and the right tool to remove that. Beverly, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Robert in Washington's on the line and needs some help building a retaining wall. Tell us about your project.
50 feet of retaining wall. It's tapered. It's 8 feet on the one end and 4 feet on the other. And I'm trying to compare the engineered blocks, the 1,000-pound blocks in price to a cast in place. And really haven't found any place to give me a good idea.
So, Robert, I think that, you know, trying to decide between those very, very heavy retaining wall block structures and poured concrete is going to kind of be a wash. I think that the blocks actually can be more attractive and probably a little bit less work to install. But also, you know, there are other options. You could build wood retaining walls that can be structurally very, very sound if they're done right. And you could use smaller, lighter weight blocks, landscaping bricks that, again, you know, they're not 1,000 pounds, but they're probably 75, and you can stack those up in the right way. The most important thing is really the structure of this wall and how you grade to it, because you have to make sure that you have stone behind it for drainage. You have to make sure that the soil at the top slopes away from it. Most retaining walls fail not because the material is wrong, but because the installation was bad. So as long as it's installed well, following the best building practices for retaining walls, you're going to have success with this. For example, with wood walls, you know, there's a technique called a dead man, which is basically when you put pieces of railroad tie or 6x6 or 8x8 timber that go back into the retaining wall, into the dirt itself, to kind of tie the wall together. So sometimes we don't see enough of those installed, and that makes the walls fail. You know, with block or brick, sometimes we see people build them absolutely vertical instead of tilting back into the wall, so that whenever there's a frost heave, because there's not enough drainage behind it, it will push the wall, you know, and cause it to buckle. So the techniques that you use to build this wall are even more important than the selection of the material itself. Well, buying a pool is something that most people probably do only once in their lives, which means most pool buyers are actually pretty wet behind the ears, so to speak.
I like what you did there.
That's you like that? You heard that, huh?
I did. I was listening. Yeah, that's why it's super important that you don't let your lack of experience get the best of you. You have to ask yourself a few key questions before you fork over any money and before you break any ground.
Yeah, now the first question is, how long do you expect to be in your home? Because some potential home buyers see pools as a risk, which means they don't always increase your home's resale value. Now, if you're looking for an investment with solid returns, a pool definitely is not it. So make sure the enjoyment you'll get from the pool is worth the price, especially if you live in an area where pools are not all that common for those reasons.
Yeah, and you know what? Pools are expensive to put in. So when you're thinking of the cost, ask yourself, how often are you going to use it? I mean, the pool does make for a great day outside, but if, say, you and your family are only able to squeeze in 5 or 6 days of the summer, you know, a membership to your local pool club might make more sense.
Yeah, and speaking of costs, there's the while you're at it factor that always adds on projects that you didn't think of. Like, for example, if you're going to install the pool, you need also a pool fence, and that's a specialized type of fence that is non-climbable and designed to keep your guests, your kids, other kids in the neighborhood safe. So things like that, automatic pool covers, other prevention accessories, they all need to be purchased. They all add to the cost, so don't forget to add in all of those extras. So there's no surprises before you're ready to jump in.
All right, now we're going to Mel in Arkansas, who's got a question about a shower. What can we do for you today?
Well, we need to change a tub into a shower, and it is for a handicapped person that uses a shower chair. And everything that we are finding so far is a fiberglass type stuff that is not rated for the person's weight that's going to have to be using it. And they use a shower chair. Any suggestions on how to stabilize it so that it's not going to break through when the shower chair goes in it?
You're looking at zero threshold showers that basically are flush with the floor?
Not necessarily. It doesn't have to be the zero threshold, but it needs to be a shower, not a tub.
Right. Okay, so when you put in a fiberglass shower pan, you're right. Sometimes there's flex underneath of it, but there's an easy trick of the trade to deal with that, and that is that you can mix up a concrete mix or a cement mix or mortar mix, and basically you put it underneath the pan while it's wet, and then you press the pan down into it. And what that does is it takes out all the space between the pan itself and the floor. It provides a rock-solid base to that fiberglass shower stall. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, Mill, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
William in North Carolina is on the line with a mold question. What can we do for you today?
Mold and mildew. How do you eradicate it? And I've got it on the walls, on the ceiling, which I'm going to pull that out. But I've been told different things. I mean, can you simply try to bleach it off of walls?
All right. Hey, William, let's start at the beginning. Tell me about this mold that you're seeing. Tell me what kind of house you have, how old your house is, where you're finding the mold, how long it's been going on, that sort of thing. Okay? Talk to us.
Sure. It's a cabin out in the woods, and it is in the shade. It was built in 1960, and it is a wooden structure. The walls on the inside are both wood, knotty pine, and it's beautiful. And then the bathroom is where the real concentration is. That is a stucco type wall.
All right, so you have a cabin. Does the cabin have heating?
It does, yes.
Yeah, okay. But it's not used year-round?
It's not, and unfortunately, I let someone stay here for the past year, and I don't think they maintained it.
Well, typically when you have cabins such as the one that you describe, it will grow mold more quickly than, you know, a place that has a more typical HVAC system that's properly maintained. And usually what you have to do is go in and thoroughly clean it. Now, there are lots of different products to do that, but it definitely has to be done. And you have to also be very careful because as you're doing this, you could risk releasing those mold spores and also breathing them, which could make you sick. So you need proper cleaning materials and you need proper ventilation materials so that
mask,
you are not breathing
certainly.
That back in. A mask and ventilation techniques, like,
right.
For example, depressurizing the cabin while you're doing the work, because otherwise the mold spores get released to the air. Honestly, it's not a do-it-yourself job, although I know a lot of folks that have hunting cabins and that sort of thing will do it themselves. But you've got to be really careful the way you go about this because you can make it worse.
Okay, so what are the materials that are typically used? Is it a bleach type?
Yeah, usually there's a bleach type material. It's an oxygen bleach type of a product, or it's a diluted bleach. There are a number of commercial products that are like that are out there. 30-second cleaners is one of them. And you have to apply it, and you have to let it sit because it will kill the mold spores, and then you rinse it off. But it's a process, you know, and there's a lot of elbow grease involved. And then you have to maintain it. But if you do it once and do it right, some of these products will also have like an inhibitor as part of them so that it won't grow mold as quickly in the future.
Okay. Yeah, the situation I have is because it is so deep in the woods that it really does not get any sunlight during the day.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, so, yeah, and the way it has been raining here in North Carolina, I think that's just exasperated the situation.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you're just going to have to do a little more maintenance to try to keep that at bay. But like I say, that the new products have inhibitors in them, so that hopefully that will slow it down.
Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and it connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com today to start your next home project. Coming up, did you know that even though we call the lumber we use for building homes a 2x4, it actually measures a little bit less? We're going to share why in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless heads.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. So, Leslie, the garden, which we planted in spring, has totally blossomed. It's taking over large parts of the space that we allotted for it, mostly because we have cucumbers. And they have been like the most aggressive plant I have ever seen. I don't know where we
got
this
seed. That's like a low vine, yes?
Yeah, but it climbs. So it's always reaching for something to grab onto. So far, it's spread out across its sort of quarter of the garden, and then it started to reach up onto the cedar shingles and sort of grab there. So I put up trellises, and I noticed that if you take them off, you could sort of aim them at other things you want them to climb, because I didn't want them getting all like smashed in with the cedar.
I believe they call that training them. You train them.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, I've been training my cucumbers. We haven't gotten any fruit yet, but I have a feeling that we're going to be in cucumber heaven when that actually happens.
When does that happen? When are cucumbers time of year?
I think pretty soon. We're starting to see some little ones. But I understand that you can't let them get too big because they turn bitter. And the more you pick them, the more they grow. So we're going to see. Every year it seems like one plant or another sort of takes over. Last year it was tomatoes. They were growing so frequently. We had so many tomatoes. And the big Jersey tomatoes. Now my garden is like on the end of the house. And I have like a gutter that's right above it there. So I actually went up to the gutter and tied off some of the larger, heavy tomato branches with, like, rope. So they would, like, grow up higher because I was actually higher than the trellises I had put in there. I didn't want them to, like, fall down, you know. So we got lots of tomatoes last year. Looked kind of crappy, but it worked, you know. It was just sort of a hack that I had to do in a short minute.
You know what I grew very successfully this summer?
What?
Poison ivy.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh.
That's lovely.
We had so much of it. And it's funny, with my son being a Boy Scout and you being a Scout, I should know exactly what poison ivy looks like. Well,
yep.
I had no idea that this was actually poison ivy.
Don't tell me you found it the hard way.
No, I didn't. I was walking the dog and a neighbor was like, hey, you know, you have poison ivy over there. And then Henry walked by and he was like, yeah, Ma, it's everywhere. I was like,
he's
what?
A Boy Scout.
What?
He knows.
Yeah, he's the Scout. So it took a lot of persistence and a lot of gloves and long sleeves and garbage bags, but I may have accomplished getting rid of it. And so far, no itchies. So good stuff.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. So, yeah, no matter whether you're growing something you want to keep or something you want to get rid of, we can probably help you because we've been there. We've done that. So give us a call. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you're just getting started in home improvements, you might be confused by the way that lumber is sold because you actually get a little bit less wood than you think what you're paying for. We're going to explain why in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. So, for example, guys, let's say you're getting ready to build a shed, and you've purchased some 2x4s for the walls. Now, you're expecting that they're going to measure 2 inches by 4 inches, but what you actually find is that even though they're called 2x4s, they actually measure 1 5/8 inches by 3 1/2 inches. Now, the same goes for a 1x6. You'd expect that it would measure 1 inches by 6 inches, but what you're going to find is that it really only measures 3/4 inch by 5 1/2 inches. So what the heck is happening to all that missing lumber that you think you're buying and paying for?
Well, there's actually a good reason for it, and it's the effects of modern lumber production that you're seeing here. If you've ever seen a 2x4 in a really old house, you'll notice that it is actually 2 inches by a full 4 inches. But now, when a tree is cut up into lumber, those boards still start at 2x4, but when they're dried, which actually makes them stronger, so it's a good thing, and then planes remove all the saw curves and the rough stuff, what you're left with is less. So that 2x4 is now 1 1/2 by 3 1/2, and a 2x6 is 1.5 by 5.5, and so on.
Yeah, so the lumber industry uses two forms of measurement, dimensional and nominal. And dimensional is that size of the board when it's first milled at the lumber yard. And the nominal number is the size after it's dried and planed. And that's what you ultimately find in the lumber yard.
Yeah, but the good news is that the length is always the length. So an 8-foot 2x4 is really 8 feet long, but 1.5 inches thick and 3.5 inches wide. Well, though, except for if you buy something called a 2x4 stud, which is actually 93 inches long. Any guesses why that is?
Because you're accounting for the floor plate and the ceiling plate, and you don't have to cut anything.
Right, because if a wall is going to be 8 feet tall when it's done, you have to put a plate or another 2x4 at the end of the stud and also at the bottom. So 1.5 plus 1.5 plus 93 equals 96, which is 8 feet. And that's why when you buy studs, they're shorter than typical 8 foot long 2x4s.
Geez Louise, it is a lot to keep track of, but it's super fun to shop for lumber. So definitely head to the home center and take on your next project knowing exactly what you're getting. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Hey, buying homeowners insurance, it really is an important way to protect yourself from financial danger should your home suffer some serious damage. But you might be surprised to learn the most common things that are not covered. We're going to share those tips next.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Thank you.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, repair, or decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
You can listen to the show whenever you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. We share tips and ideas and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space. Subscribe now at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods. Hey, do you guys like tools? We do. And if you do, you'll be happy that we've got a great one to give away today.
Yeah, we've got up for grabs a pneumatic brad nailer from Arrow Fastener, plus a whole supply of nails to get you started. It really is a great tool for some small trim and interior molding projects, which are definitely a DIY project. It's easy to handle. It's durable. Reloading those nails is super simple. Plus, it features a non-marring rubber tip. So whatever you're working on, you're not going to mark it up as you're getting ready to fire that nail in. And it has a safety mechanism that's going to prevent misfires. So it's definitely a great tool to have. It's worth $55. You can find it at Walmart, Amazon, even Ace Hardware. But one of you lucky listeners out there is going to win one today.
Make that you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Steve from Illinois who's looking to do an outside project. I mean, we've all been spending a lot of time outdoors, so definitely a great place to start. Steve, what are you working on?
I'm wanting to put a front porch on the front of my house, and I had to take off some of the vinyl siding, and I'm wondering if I put up some one-inch boards of insulation underneath the siding when I come back with it, if that is possible.
You know, that's a good question, and we hear that question a lot, but I don't know, Tom, does insulating that little underneath the siding actually make that much of a difference?
You know, they sell vinyl siding with and without those insulation backers, and frankly, I really don't think it makes any difference that's worthwhile. Certainly not worth whatever the up expense is to do that. Now, if you've got all the siding off and you're looking at sheathing and you want to put something on there, you talked about one-inch styrofoam. There's another type of foam sheeting that you can use that's a isocyanurate foam board. It usually has foil that faces both sides, so it helps control the radiant energy. But the problem with that is it's an inch thick, and that means that everything changes on the front of the house. So if your windows were flush with the siding before, now they're going to be recessed because you're pulling that wall out an inch or whatever the thickness is. So I got to say that I probably don't think it's worth the extra effort. I would just go ahead and complete the front porch work and then put the siding back exactly the way it is. If you want to make the house a little more weathertight while you're doing it, make sure you seal caulk around all the windows, do that sort of thing. But I don't think putting that extra inch of styrofoam on is going to make all that much difference to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, guys, check this out. If you own a home or a condo and you bought homeowner's insurance to make sure your investment is totally protected, you might be surprised to learn the most common things that are actually not protected by standard homeowner's insurance.
Yeah, according to a survey by Hearth, there are three things that cause the most confusion. Natural disasters. Let's start there. It's not always sunny. In fact, in many states, natural disasters such as flooding, earthquakes, wind damage, fires, and more are common occurrences. Now, the resulting damages are often not covered by your homeowner's insurance unless, now, you've got to have a special addendum to your homeowner's policy that's called a rider or a separate policy that specifically covers that. In some states, mortgage companies will require, for example, that you have flood insurance if your area is in an area prone to flooding.
Another thing that's not covered is wear and tear. It's bound to happen, but insurance doesn't cover anything that it deems as negligence. So if you had a leak and you let it go on for a long time and it caused mold and rot damage, that's on you. That's not on the insurance company. If you get a sewer backup or maybe if a tree drops a big branch, it may be covered, but it's not always clear. So make sure you understand what is and isn't considered normal wear and tear.
Now, another thing is infestations. We all know that those bugs were here first, but who really wants to share a house with them? So insurance companies, they're not going to help you out when it comes to termites, other bugs, even animal infestations, or any of the damages that they might cause.
So if you need advice on dealing with the wear and tear or the infestations, I guess you're just stuck with us. So reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll do our best to get you straightened out.
Aaron in Ohio is on the line and needs some help with the playground. What can we do for you?
I have a swing set/play set. It's made out of treated wood, and it's about 10 years old. The flat surfaces, they've turned black, and the wood is cracking. I'm wondering how I can best clean that up.
Well, the best thing to do is to use a wood cleaner, but let me ask you this. Is it pressure-treated, this wooden playset?
I believe so, yes.
Because, you know, pressure-treated lumber is sort of fallen out of favor as a playset because of the chemicals that are in the pressure-treated lumber leaching out of the lumber, getting into the soil, and so on. So I just give you a bit of a warning on that. But if you want to clean this, Flood makes a product called Flood Wood Cleaner that works really well. Basically, you wet the lumber down, you apply the wood cleaner, you let it set for 20 or 30 minutes. You don't let it dry. You may have to re-moisten it again, and then you kind of scrub it clean. You can use a pressure washer after that to scrub it clean. It does a pretty good job of brightening up the finish, taking away the dirt and the grime, and lifting up any of that old gray sort of oxidation that settles on the wood, or the black oxidation that settles on the wood. You can find that at most home setters and hardware stores. And again, it's called Flood Wood Cleaner.
Okay. Once I have it clean, then, am I better, do you think, to stain it or paint it?
No, you're better to stain it. What you want to do is use solid color stain as opposed to semi-transparent stain, because it'll last a lot longer. The solid color tends to fade a little bit better and doesn't, like, peel like paint would.
And the same thing, like, we have a swing, like a porch swing that I'd like to put on there as well. Same thing then with that to clean it up. It's been outside for some time.
Yes. If it's natural wood, that's a good product to clean up with. And the same advice applies to the porch swing. Now, is that also made out of pressure-treated lumber, or is that something different?
You know, it's about the same age. I believe it is.
All right. So, again, use the solid color stain.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, one of the most dangerous tools in your collection is one you probably never think of. It's your ladder. We're going to share tips to help protect you from the pains of gravity after this.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people people have trusted Renewal by Andersen for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Reach out, post a question. Mike did that, and he writes, I need some help with my pool deck. It's always the rocks are coming loose around the pool, and I feel like it's time to put in a new covering. What is the best from a cost and longevity standpoint?
You know, that's a really common area for that kind of wear and tear. And while you can repair the concrete, it's probably not worth it. I've got a much better solution for you. There's a really good product out there that's designed exactly for that scenario. It's called Spreadstone. It's a decorative concrete resurfacing kit. And what's cool about it is it's factory tinted, so it looks really nice. And it has a system that absolutely locks onto the concrete. And that's the key. If you have any kind of a covering there that doesn't attach to the concrete, it's just going to peel off again. But this locks on. It looks good. It's a beautiful surface. It's not going to separate. And it's do-it-yourself. So you pretty much just roll it on. It's made by Daich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H. And that is their website, DeichCoatings.com. So check that out, Mike. I think that is exactly the solution to this situation for you.
I mean, I think it's super important. You have to remember, like, even when you're staining a deck, same with concrete, it's got to permeate through that surface and sort of bond to the material itself, which is what's going to make that last. And definitely something you want to work on, because it's always terrible when you get all those little rocks and they fall in the pool and then you can scratch the liner or even tear it. Like, so many things happen when one thing starts to fail. So definitely take care of that pool surface.
Well, hey, guys, if you fall off a ladder, you can get seriously injured. In fact, ladder falls will send hundreds of people to emergency rooms every year. To help, though, Leslie's got some tips to make sure you are not one of them in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, if you're heading outside for some home repairs that are up high, a sturdy ladder is a help. But you've got to understand how to use it properly to make sure that gravity does not get the best of you. Now, ladder falls send hundreds of people to the emergency room every year, and some of those falls can even be fatal. So here's the biggest mistake that you can make, and that's taking shortcuts. In order to be safe, a ladder needs to remain stationary. For an extension ladder, you need to level the feet by digging out the ground or by using ladder levelers. On hard, dry ground, you want to rest those feet flat. Never put the ladder on top of slippery plastic tarps. And you want to make sure that the textured rubber pads are on and intact. If you're on grass or soft ground, you want to flip the feet up. They're going to have spikes on the end there, and you want to drive those right into the ground. Next, you have to think about where you place that ladder because the position is key. So you've got to set it so that the distance from its base to the wall is 1/4 of the height of the ladder at its resting point. So you're creating a 75-degree angle there. If you want a quick check on the angle of your ladder, you want to stand facing it with your feet touching its feet and your arms extended. Your palms should rest on a rung at shoulder height. And finally, you have to look up, guys. Before you put that ladder up, look up. Make sure there are no overhead wires before you carry or set up that ladder, and never rest an extension ladder against a tree or a pole because there it can rotate and fall. So I know you think, it's a ladder. I open it up and I climb on it. It is not as simple. You need to take care because simple mistakes can happen and you can get super hurt. So take extra caution, guys.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about window screens. They allow us to open our windows and let that fresh air in. But if your screens look worn and tattered,
there's now a new variety of really durable materials out there for rescreening them to make them last longer than ever before. We'll share those tips on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.